Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Alonzo from Des Moines is. Alonzo, are you there?
Yeah.
We got him, Steve.
Yeah.
He's ready to play.
Technology.
So that means you got to get out of here, bro.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Alonzo has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What was the last name of the inventor of the Rubik's Cube?
Rubik?
Yes. In what decade did the first color TV broadcast happen?
50s?
Yes. Who was the U.S. president during World War I?
Eisenhower?
No.
Pass.
What northeast state did Subway open its first location in?
Connecticut.
Yes. On a graph, what direction does the x-axis run?
Parallel.
I'll take that.
North-south.
What was the final studio album released by the Beatles?
The White Album.
No.
Yellow Submarine.
No.
Pat.
What team did Ken Griffey Jr. join when he left Seattle?
Red.
Yes. In Ben Franklin's famous kite experiments, what object was tied to the end of the string?
A key.
Oh, that is right. In Harry Potter, who killed Dumbledore?
Who killed Dumbledore? Oh, God, the guy that they don't talk about.
Well, don't worry. I don't know my Harry Potter either. I just read it on the internet. But you got 6 correct, Alonzo.
All right.
Also, you were thinking of the wrong guy, so you would have got it wrong. Harry Potter nerd over here.
Well, if there's one person I know definitely knows his Harry Potter, it's Steve Miggs, and back.
Everyone calls me Captain Hogwarts for a reason.
Steve, are you ready?
I believe that I am.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go! What was the last name of the inventor of the Rubik's Cube?
Rubik?
Yes. In what decade was the first color TV broadcast?
I would say the 60s.
No.
50s.
Yes. Okay. Who was the U.S. president during World War I?
Crap. Eisenhower.
No.
Roosevelt.
No.
Cleveland.
No. In what northeast state did Subway open its first location?
Northeast?
Yes.
I'm going to say New York.
No.
Massachusetts.
No.
New Jersey.
No. On a graph, what direction does the x-axis run?
Wow. Left.
No.
Right.
No.
Up.
No. What was the final studio album released by the Beatles?
Was it Sgt. Pepper's?
It was not.
Let It Be.
Yes. Okay. What team did Ken Griffey Jr. join when he left Seattle?
The Cincinnati Reds.
He did. In Ben Franklin's famous kite experiments, what object was tied to the end of the string?
That would be a key.
It would be. In Harry Potter, who killed Dumbledore?
Hogwarts?
No.
Gryffindor?
No.
Slytherin?
No.
Snape.
What ocean is in the territory? What ocean is the territory of Christmas Island located in?
Oh, crap. I got to get one guess. I'm going to go Atlantic.
No.
Oh, is it Pacific?
No.
Okay,
Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct, which is okay, but it's a loss. 6-5. Sorry that you lost, but congratulations to Alonzo.
Right on.
Great game, Alonzo.
So let's see. The president during World War I was Woodrow Wilson.
Okay.
Our friend Alonzo did know that the northeast state where Subway first opened was Connecticut. And in Harry Potter, Dumbledore was killed by Severus Snape.
Okay, Slytherin Snake was close.
Snape is different than Snake.
Oh, I'm not saying I should have got it right, but I mean, you got to give me at least like a head nod for at least trying.
You did a very good effort there.
Thanks.
And then the ocean that you would find Christmas Island in is the Indian Ocean.
Indian Ocean.
Yes. Well, and if anybody wants to rock the new I Beat Migs t-shirt, we have those available in the Rock Shop exclusively at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
206-803-ROCK. What is the biggest band that you have ever seen play in a small club? We ask this because Motley Crue has announced a series of shows at three of the iconic Los Angeles clubs in October, and this is part of their Hollywood takeover.
Okay.
They're going to be performing at the Troubadour, the Roxy, and the Whiskey A Go-Go.
I would love to see one of those shows.
I mean,
say whatever you want. I know they're not what they once were, and Vince's voice is not what it once was, and Mick Mars is not a part of it. But to be able to see Tommy Lee perform and just the band perform some of those songs in front of a small crowd. Plus, I think everybody's going to be screaming and yelling the songs. So you're not even going to have to hear Vince sing. Right? Don't you think that whole room is just going to be deafening?
That is a big selling point, Migs. So they're going to be promoting their new EP, Cancelled. And on this EP, they have a cover of Beastie Boys' Fight for Your Right.
And we're still trying to get that song cancelled from this cancelled EP.
Here comes the worst slash best part.
Okay, we're good.
Oh, wow.
Why does everything they do just sound like AI these days?
Oh, no. I know. Everything just sounds so overly produced. And I saw somebody's like, it's good to hear like a raw sound from them. Like, that sounds like the robots made it, man.
206-803-ROCK, what's the biggest band that you have seen play in a small setting? Rockness, you're on I-5. What was that show for you?
I was at the Evergreen, I was at White River, and it was called the Evergreen Fest. It was a poorly advertised show, and I saw House of Pain and Everlast did a solo set during that same show.
Dude, I remember that concert. I remember, like, everybody talk about how like, there was nobody there. I'm like, yeah, well, it was barely promoted, and it was just like one of those things where I think they were a little too ambitious with where they had that concert.
Right, right. We were all sitting in the grass, and they were like, please, everybody come up front.
Oh, man.
206-803-ROCK, the biggest band you've ever seen play in a small club. Who was that for you, Jeff, in Bremerton?
That was at Wolfgang's in San Francisco back in like 91 or 92, and it was David Bowie. And what was awesome about it is he walks on stage and the stage is perfectly blacked out, and you just see this cigarette cherry just bouncing onto stage. And I have never seen somebody play and smoke so cool in my entire life.
And how big of a club is that? Because I don't know Wolfgang's in San Francisco.
Wolfgang's eventually burned down, but like Fishbone, a lot of bands played there. It was only like maybe 150, 200 people.
Wow.
Maybe.
That's awesome. You got to see David Bowie in a venue like that.
Yeah, it was really cool in the game. He would just take a cigarette and stick it in his guitar strings. It's funny, it's David Bowie, but the thing that impressed me the most was how he could smoke and play the guitar. it was awesome.
That's a great story.
Chloe from Gold Bar, what was the big band you saw play in a small club?
About 19 years ago, I saw Cake play in a little bar in Sacramento, California. Sacramento is their hometown, and so every now and then, a bar in Sacramento would put a sign on the sidewalk saying, Cake, $10, and it would be the band Cake, and they would play in the little bar.
That's super cool.
For some reason, yeah. I thought she was saying Pink. And I was like, Pink in a small bar?
Yeah, oh, no, Cake.
I get you.
Yeah, and they also hang out before and after the show, so I actually got to meet John McCrae, and we chatted about a wine place outside of Ukiah that we had both been to.
I always love when bands like you just never know if they're just going to show up and perform it there. Like, I mean, you look at like a band like your favorite, and I love the guys too, MXPX. Every once in a while, they're just like, oh, all of a sudden they're just playing like this brand new small club in, you know, in Tacoma or something along those lines, where they'll play a random place in Bremerton. You're like, that's awesome.
Yes.
Mike in Puyallup, what was the big band you saw in a small space?
Yeah, I've seen can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Sure can.
So, yeah, I've seen Van Halen at the Tacoma Fieldhouse.
And how many people were there, you think?
Oh, God, there maybe 2,000, maybe 1,500.
And was it with David Lee Roth?
Yes, it was.
Oh,
it
that's
was
awesome.
Back in the early 80s. They actually had a scheduled event to be there at Seattle, and probably like, I don't know, 2-3 days, they announced they were going to do this little surprise thing at in Tacoma at the UPS, University of Puget Sound. And the story, we didn't have tickets. And so we just thought it was my stomping grounds. We were going to hang out there about outside the Coliseum, see if we could hear them through the walls. And the funny thing is, we're hanging out by the front door, and the security guards were there by the front door, and the whole building was kind of front glass, and there was an open window at the top. And somebody decided open window, and we seen all the security guards run up the stairs to stop them. Somebody from the inside popped the door, and we just rushed the door, and I got in for free.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, nice.
Cassandra from Tacoma, what was the big band you saw in a small place?
It was Stone Temple Pilots. They were doing an in session. I wasn't able to win tickets, but me and my friend found out the location. We were just hanging out outside, and Steve Miggs came outside and let us in.
That's what's up.
He's a hero.
Hell yeah.
Entire life.
Was that that gas station museum thing that they did?
Yes, it was.
Oh,
and to this day, I don't remember how we figured it out, but we did, and you let us in. I'm really emotional about it. I might cry.
Oh.
I haven't thought about that in a long time.
That's so cool. Yeah, it was a Scott and Dean. It was an acoustic performance, and it was soon after he got clean. I think they were kind of getting the word out about the Number 4 record after he cleaned up his, and obviously his life ended tragically, but at that point, like, he cleaned up and he was in great spirits, and it was an incredible performance.
It was. And a couple years later, I happened to meet him again while I was stalking their tour bus outside the Key Arena, and I had him autograph the picture from when we met him that time before.
That's awesome, Cassandra. I was always getting someone. I would, like, if there was a way to get other people in, I'd be like, just follow me on in. Like, or I've had extra tickets here, just come on in. You figured out where we are? That's crazy. Come on in.
The Daily Migs Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Which band do you think has the highest grossing rock tour of all time? And no, Taylor Swift's backing band does not count.
Okay.
And it's not Limp Bizkit.
No, Taylor Swift has like the highest grossing of just all of music.
Oh, but, yeah.
And I mean, and the more she tours, the more she crushes that record. But this is rock bands.
So they tabulated the numbers. And the top grossing band is in. It is...
Yeah, I like Coldplay, but I am booing this selection of a song. I hate. I'm only a Coldplay fan, just like Radiohead. First three records, then I'm done.
Oh yeah.
I would also like to point out that again, Steve sent me the list without telling me what songs to play. Yeah. So I just went top song, and this was their top song.
Yeah, I can't argue that it's probably their most popular song with everybody. But man, I like some of their older stuff.
The Music of the Spheres World Tour has grossed $945.7 million.
Dude, they do stadiums. They do those big festivals. I mean, they're doing like, you know, they'll do like Lumen Field. I mean, they're just, it's crazy that the first time I ever saw Coldplay was at the Showbox.
Oh, wow.
Which, I mean, it was their very first U.S. show. They just came over to America. They did like an end session, got to see that too. That was pretty cool.
Were a lot of people wearing yellow?
No.
Sorry, it was a bad.
But all the lights went yellow, and I thought it was the most mind-blowing thing. Also, I smoked a lot of weed back in those days. But, you know, turning the lights on yellow when they're singing yellow, I was like, this is just next level.
Do you hear how edgy this guy is? He was smoking doobies at the Coldplay concert.
Yeah. Some of the devil's cabbage. I was probably the most badass person there.
Are you ready to round out the rest of the top five? These are the highest grossing rock tours of all time.
So anyone else seen Coldplay or am I the only idiot?
Nope.
Okay. Just make it. Maybe you went for, you know, a bet. I don't know. You lost a bet and had to go. I don't know. I've seen them more times than I can remember.
Oh, Lord. Here is number two.
Now, would you consider Elton John, though, rock?
Hell yeah.
I don't know if I would.
I mean, rock's pretty damn hard.
Oh, is this one of those examples?
Maybe not so much Tiny Dancer.
I mean, I can entertain the argument that some people would consider him a rock artist or a rock band, but he's not a rock band. He's just I just consider him pop.
Yeah.
Right?
And I've never seen him in
concert. He's about as rock as Taylor Swift, I feel.
I've never seen him in concert, but the Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour, $939.1 million.
But as rock as Taylor Swift, and he also probably wears just as many sequences as Taylor Swift in a concert. Yeah, I've never seen Elton John, though. I would love to see Elton John. I don't think he's touring anymore, right?
I think he's completely farewelled now.
And none of us have seen him.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. Coming in at number three on the list of the top highest grossing rock tours of all time.
Both of your faces right there. I wish I would have had a camera rolling.
I say that, but I kind of wish I would have seen you two at some point. I've had a couple of opportunities, and I passed it up, and then now I look back, I'm like, it would have been cool to see them back when I wasn't as disgusted by their music.
I've never been able to get into U2, but my husband loves them, and he's always like, if you just would go see them with me, and I said, it doesn't matter if the ticket is free, I will not go with you.
Oh, so that's your...
I just really can't stand this band.
So you couldn't even sit through a concert?
Mm-hmm. I don't think I could.
What about at the Sphere? Because they did the Sphere, right?
I'd rather see the Eagles at the Sphere than U2.
Wow.
Honestly.
No, I'd much rather go see U2.
The U2 360 tour has grossed $736.4 million. Coming in at number four.
They get the last laugh, Taryn. Who cares if you're not going to go see them? I think enough people have seen them that they're doing okay. Yeah.
Number four on the list of the highest grossing rock tours of all time.
All right. Now we're cooking with butter. Give me that cowbell, Steven Adler.
The Not In This Lifetime tour has grossed $584.2 million.
I've seen them when they reunited with Slash... And Duff, which was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Axl and the Guns N' Posers when he hired a bunch of guys and they did like the Tacoma Dome. It was pretty good.
I still wish I could go back in time, though, and see the original five.
Oh, my gosh. That would have been legendary. Rounding out the top five, the top grossing rock tours of all time.
I mean, would you consider them rock? I'm kidding.
Oh, I've seen them twice in recent years. They were fantastic. They can take my money every time. A Bigger Bang tour grossed $558 million.
I saw them once, and I only lasted a couple songs. Not because I thought they sucked. I'm just not a big Rolling Stones fan. I just wanted to go so I could say I've seen the Rolling Stones.
So did you enjoy? Did they have an opener that you were excited about or anything? Or
I think it was Dave Matthews.
Oh, wow.
And actually, I enjoyed Dave Matthews more.
He's pretty great.
He was fantastic.
He is not on this list, though.
No, but I'm sure he's doing okay financially.
Oh, yeah.
So I've seen three of the five. How about you?
Two of the five.
Danny, zero of the five?
Zero.
The Daily Migs Show.
206-803-ROCK. We want to know, have you ever seen any of these bands in concert? Coldplay, Elton John, U2, Guns N' Roses, or the Rolling Stones? They are the highest grossing rock bands of all time. And we want to know what you thought of the show.
I've been 3 for 5 for me. Was it 2 for 5 for you?
2 for 5 for me.
And 0 for 5 for Danny and Sarah.
206-803-ROCK. Jessica, you're in Everett, but you traveled a great distance to see Guns N' Roses.
I did, yeah. A pretty far distance. I went all the way to Tokyo.
Okay, I saw them in Tacoma, but that's no Tokyo.
Well, to be fair, I didn't go to Tokyo for them. They just happened to be playing there while I was there. And, of course, I had to take advantage. It was amazing.
So, Jessica, you like I do this all the time. Wherever I'm going, like we went to San Diego, I'm like, what bands are playing while we're there? Because how cool. So that was, and you saw Guns N' Roses playing. Where did they play?
It was actually a festival that was going on. I think a two-day festival. I only went to the one day, but they had all kinds of random bands. Weezer was there. I got to see Weezer. Hoobastank.
Yeah.
it was a little while ago, but it was so fun.
Worth the money?
So worth the money. Absolutely.
And who was in Guns N' Roses when you saw him? Was it Axl and a bunch of hired hands, or was Slash and Duff part of it as well?
I did see Slash. Yes.
Nice.
Yep.
Right on, Jessica.
Steve in Bellevue, you also saw GNR in the early 90s?
Yeah, that's right. The user tour at the Tacoma Dome, and I believe that was all the original members. They may have subbed in Soren on drums,
yes.
But everybody else was there.
Was that the show with Metallica and Faith No More, or was that a different tour?
No, that was a different tour. It was an awesome show, so much so that my buddy Johnny bought it, like a $25 concert shirt, and we were like broke college kids. We lost Johnny, couldn't figure out where he was, found him passed out on my car. He had puked all over the front of his $25 concert shirt and totally puked all over the front of it. And we're like, Johnny, what's up, man? Oh, I was in the pit. I couldn't get out of the pit, so I just puked on myself.
Oh,
well, that's one way to get out of the pit.
Poor Johnny.
Like, okay, make room for Johnny.
Dude, I remember paying for a pay-per-view back in the day when they'd have pay-per-views. They would do pay-per-view concerts, and one was for Guns N' Roses during the Use Your Illusion tour, and opening for them was Soundgarden.
Oh,
and it was, I have it on VHS somewhere, so if you ever want to borrow it.
You know I do.
Yeah.
I got a VHS player somewhere. Steven and Everett, you saw 3 out of the 5 bands, just like Steve Miggs. Which 3 did you see?
I've seen Coldplay. I've seen Guns N' Roses, the Hired Hands version.
Okay.
And I saw U2.
And so of those 3, which one was your favorite?
The Coldplay one.
And Stevie is this is our buddy Stevie, Green Bay Packers fan, and you're a massive metalhead, like, you know, I mean, Hatebreed and Megadeth. So for you to say that Coldplay was your favorite of those, that's a testament to how good they are live.
Yeah, well, the kind of side reason we wanted to go see them because Fiona Apple was opening. So.
Oh. I saw her at the Moore Theater once and it was so great.
Absolutely. 206-803-ROCK if you've ever seen Coldplay, Elton John, U2, GNR, or the Rolling Stones.
And all 5 of them have been seen by our production director, the man, the myth, the legend, the voice of Straight to the Comments, Jason.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
So you've seen all 5?
All 5, yeah. Coldplay multiple times, U2 2 or 3 times, Rolling Stones once, Elton John when he was touring with Billy Joel at Wrigley Field, did 2 nights there, saw that, and then who was the 5th one?
GNR?
GNR, yes. GNR was in a little campground 4-H Fairground in northwestern Illinois with Metallica on a tour in the early 90s. I want to say like 94 or 95 at Pecatonica, Illinois, and just a nightmare scenario to get in and get out of there. But
like White River.
Worse than White River. Oh, I mean, small town, man. Fairground, worse than White River, but phenomenal.
Worth it. If you could go back and see one of those bands one more time of the five, which would you go see again?
Oh, you're going to hate my response to this, but it's U2. It was after the attacks on 9/11, and they were playing United Center, and they pulled these big drapes up that were linen drapes, and they put every person's name on there as they sang the song Walk On in tribute to everyone who lost their lives on 9/11. And it gives me chills right now talking about it. There was nothing more moving than that moment.
Sure. So that was your favorite of the five?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I remember seeing that. And that was just incredible what they did there.
And then Coldplay after that, and then Elton John. And, I mean, everyone was great for a different reason. There's not one that I really like over the other, but that experience with U2 at United Center, just chilling.
Yeah. Mm.
Chilling.
206-803-ROCK. Have you seen any of these five bands, Coldplay, Elton John, U2, GNR, or Guns N' Roses? Or the Rolling Stones, excuse me. Chris and Everett, you saw two of the five.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, hey. I saw the Steel Wheels tour for the Rolling Stones. It was like 94. They were playing with Guns N' Roses. Can't remember what tour it was, but they came out with Knocking on Heaven's Door. Saw them with In Living Color.
Oh, I remember that tour. Yes.
Yeah, they rocked, man.
Yeah, that was when In Living Living Color just broke big with Cult of Personality.
Oh, yeah. Bob from Tacoma, you saw U2 at the Paramount, and they got a guy from the crowd to do what?
Well, I was watching him, and a guy from the crowd handed a cassette tape to Bono, and Bono made a statement about how that's how they started, was a garage band handing somebody a tape. And so they pulled him up on stage and handed him a guitar, and they wanted him to play with the band. And the guy just stood there, and they stopped, and Bono asked him what's wrong, and he said, I play the drums. So he hopped on the drum kit, and that kid rocked. It was amazing.
So he played a U2 song with them?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, in a small venue, Paramount. It was, and that was in their Surrender tour when they before they really got big and started playing the great big huge venues.
I would have liked to have seen them back in those days, like, you know, Joshua Tree and earlier. I feel like that there were some good U2 songs.
Oh, it was amazing. Probably one of the best concerts that I'll remember the rest of my life.
Bob, did you ever find out if that guy, did his band make it, the guy with the cassette?
It was Dave Grohl.
Never followed up, never knew who he was.
It was Dave Grohl.
That was his 5 minutes
and
of fame.
That's Kurt Cobain spotted him and said, you know what, he should be our drummer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.